USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not a political statement. It's a patriotic duty.
President-elect Joe Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, asking Americans to mask up for the first 100 days of his administration. Biden saying things are going to get worse before they get better.
We have to anticipate that the infections over the holidays will produce soaring cases counts in January and soaring death tolls into February.
The Senate will gavel in on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. On the Senate floor Tuesday, Senator Bernie Sanders continued his push for a bill that will give Americans a $2,000 stimulus check.
The working class of this country today faces more economic desperation than at any time since the Great Depression of the 1930s.
Sanders and President Trump agreeing on one thing for a change. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.